What's up, everybody? It is Affairs of the Heart. I'm your boy, GQ, D-Weezy. We are back. Lord Jesus.
And it's so debonair here on this podcast. And it's been a while.
I think that's an understatement. Aside from y'all cussing us out in our inboxes because you haven't heard from us. But I think this the title of this episode should just be life. Period. Life. So what's been going on, Aaron? How you, friend?
Hey. like, this is the first time we ever did this. Hey. No, so, you know, well, nobody really knows, but I got sick with COVID, and so we had to stop recording. Mm-hmm. I definitely wanted to make sure that, you know, the house was clean and everything, and that I hadn't had it in a while before you came back over here. But since then, I've been playing catch up, you know, with websites and things like that. Mm-hmm. And life has just been a roller coaster.
Listen, yeah, that's what life is usually. But I think, you know, for our safety, you know, once Aaron was like, I think I have COVID symptoms, we were all like, okay, we are stopping everything.
Right.
But, you know, we're glad that you're better.
Yes, I feel 100% better.
Oh. It just sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was exhausting. I mean, I literally laid in my bed for 3 weeks. Like, I could not get up. And the times that I did get up, like, I remember trying to walk down the hallway. I could take, like, maybe 3 steps. And I was, like, wanting to die on the floor.
Oh, jeez.
Like, that's no joke. That's why people that are play with it or don't believe it's real, the shit's real.
Yeah, yeah. I'm grateful that I have had, I think, 3 tests, and all of them come back negative. All of the antibodies tests have come back negative. So it's real out in these streets. Wear your masks, wash your hands, you know.
I'm glad that I caught the symptom before you came over here.
Yeah, yeah, that's true too. But I mean, I'm just glad you're better.
Because I was like, I was thinking, this ain't COVID. Like, I was almost going to still do it. I was like, no, because I'm not sure what it is, and I don't want to get nobody sick.
So. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so on my end, you know, we both have, for those that don't know, we both have individual companies that we work. And I have really been flourishing in my company, Swank Arts and Entertainment, branching out to do some community work here in Atlanta. So I'm really, really excited about what's happening, branching out to do a nonprofit foundation, and then doing some real community work. And I admire anybody, any of our listeners that's actually out there doing community stuff and community work. Shout out to everybody in the organizations that help further the LGBTQIA movement and actually, you know, are doing getting their hands dirty in the work. So,
you know, what's weird is like when I was home in Ohio, I used to do community service all the time.
Yeah.
And like, since I've been here, I haven't done it at all.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting because there are a lot of organizations and what I look at is the fact that there's an organization or several organizations for, you know, the black gay male. Mm-hmm. There's several organizations for the trans community. Mm-hmm. There's several organizations for the lesbian community. Mm-hmm. But there isn't an organization, so to speak, that bridges the gap between them all. Mm-hmm. And I think that is where my niche is going to be, mm-hmm. is trying to bridge the gap between all of them. Okay, well, you know, this organization or this community works for this particular sect of the community. So why don't we bridge the gap between the two and work together in tandem? And it's going to be a heavy undertaking, but I think that's something I can do.
That deals with a lot of things that's here, though, because, I mean, we don't, it's always separate here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Anything, party, you know, our prides are separate, everything is like that. So
that's another one of my, you know, approaching it from a different perspective. Obviously, we're having these really tough conversations about, you know, inclusion and equality within the Black Lives Matter movement, but then also within the LGBTQIA community as well. There's so much segregation. And I was actually talking to my brother and his partner in Texas, and there's so many other states that experience the same kind of segregation. It's not just Atlanta, But like in Houston, there's, you know, the White Pride and you know, the Capitol Pride or what have you. And then there's Splash that is supposed to be the black version of their Pride celebration. And so I think, you know, if we do this correctly, it could be a model to help other organizations across the country.
I really don't feel like the Black Pride here is like a real pride, though. It's just a bunch of club parties.
We're laughing because we have had extensive conversations privately about how we feel about the representation of the Black gay community in Atlanta and the representation. I will say this.
They do have that thing on Sunday that Vision does. So.
Yes. The Vision Community Foundation that is ran by O.C. Allen and his husband, I think, is a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I applaud them and I admire them for the work that they actually do in the community. However, I think it could be so much better.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to take people like myself or other people that see, you know, not necessarily the problem and talk about it, but more or less, how can I help you further this along and make this what it's supposed to be? Yeah. If you think about normal prides in normal cities, they have the run of the city. Yeah. They've got the police department support. They've got, you know, I mean, they have parades where they can block off streets and et cetera. They've got funding and vending and all kinds of organizational presence. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the Black community, it's subject to a small part of the park, you know, with small vendors. And then what we do see in outside of the community is a bunch of fighting and that we can't really commune together and come together as a whole. And so that is that's my personal goal, is to try to make, you know, change the face of what this looks like. The one thing I don't appreciate, and maybe they have, and I could be completely wrong, and I'll be the first to admit that, but the one thing I don't appreciate is that the Vision Foundation, or Community Foundation, does sponsor our Pride event here in Atlanta, but then they don't say anything about the fighting that happens within the community at their events, or the videos that are posted, or they don't do anything to try to get those things taken down so that it doesn't disparage our community. And again, I could, if somebody's listening and I'm wrong, I'll be the first to say that I am. However,
so let's talk about the fighting.
Yeah.
Okay. So to me, and this is just as a person who goes out on the regular, mm-hmm. I don't really see fighting like that here until those events happen. And it's mostly for people from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel like they have something to prove when they come here or something. I think that people get the illusion from television and things like that of Atlanta being a certain way. But when they get here, it's not that. You know what I mean? Because when I got here, I mean, I thought I was going to be like partying all day, every day. You know, celebrities going to be walking down my block. Not like that, though. Not like that, though.
But, I mean, I understand how the perception is, but I also think it bogs down to the purpose behind it, right? And I think if your purpose and your design behind what you're celebrating and what you're doing is not clear, mm-hmm. then you're going to run into, you know, a variety of different perspectives. I get that it's supposed to be a community event and there's tons of people that show up. You know, I was looking and I've done some research on it just so that I can know what I'm talking about, as opposed to not having an emotional feeling behind it. Mm-hmm. And I've looked and, you know, they have great celebrities that come, you know, they honor celebrities like Kay Michelle and other people that they've honored, Angelica Ross that they've honored in the past. Mm-hmm. And that's what people show up for, because they want to see these artists. They want to see these celebrities. They do highlight local LGBTQIA artists that they want to, you know, get their music out and get their notoriety out. But at the end of the day, where is the continued unity conversation?
But I don't think what they do has to do with the fight or the fights and stuff.
No. Okay. I'm not saying that they are the cause by any means.
No, I'm saying even at the events that they have, do they fight at the park?
Yeah. There has been videos. I think
I don't go this. To, I don't go.
I haven't either, but I've seen videos of, you know, specifically, I believe this last year in 2018, I believe, is one of the videos, viral videos of them being in the park, in the crowd, fighting for, you know, and like, and I've heard people say, as I've, you know, polled people in the community about going to the events, because I've been once or twice. I haven't been, you know, honestly, for this very reason, but I've seen people like, I went and it was great for a minute, and then all of a sudden a fight broke out, or standing next to me, and then it had, you know, mm-hmm. that was it. Like,
I think a lot of people who live here, like, we don't go to that. I think we all go to the one that's in October.
Well, yeah.
The world.
Because
everybody doesn't travel from everywhere to get here to come to that.
Well, because they have them in their own cities for the most part.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of highlighting the fact that we as a community have to show up better. We have to do better. And I think, you know, it's not right to say, oh, it's the young people and we can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Well, we can. If we give them other options, if we give them other platforms, if we give them, you know, something other to indulge in other than the fact that they're mad or pissed off for whatever reason about their friend doing whatever the case is. And if that's the case, have somebody de-escalate it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's that on that. That's what I've been doing.
Well, speaking of celebrations, over the weekend I went to a event.
Okay.
Because you know, in New Orleans they have that red dress.
The red dress run, yeah. That they canceled it this year, didn't they?
Yeah, they canceled it. So the people that I know that are from New Orleans here had their own little thing.
Oh. Oh, that was your little red tutu. Yeah. Yes. I was like, what is happening?
First of all, I tried to be slick and not go with one. But they had some extra ones on the side.
Yeah, so they had one for you.
I guess I'm doing this.
Aww.
So, yeah, I went ahead and did it. But I realized that it was starting to cause some conversations amongst the internet about men and dresses. Yes, this guy went and posted, this must be some bet you lost or something, these niggas in dresses. And I'm like, now, I know I posted why I had this on, but clearly you didn't read it.
Right.
And then
nobody reads on the internet. Nobody reads.
We should have held up a sign with the dress. Like, this is what this is for.
Nobody reads on the internet ever. You could say, hey, I'm wearing this t-shirt. Here's the t-shirt information. Here's the website. Here's how much it costs.
The link
here's
is below.
The number to call. Here's the link to get the shirt. And somebody will still put in the comments, will you get that shirt from? How do I get that shirt from?
He would do that with the podcast.
Like,
I listen to the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Come on, y'all gotta read now, please. Oh, jeez.
But yeah, so it was shocking to me because I guess I had to block my mom off my Facebook page a little while ago.
No.
Yes, so she couldn't see this. I think I talked about that on one of the podcasts. But so my aunt seen it, and both my aunts seen it. And I guess there was some shade that came about me and this tutu on. So my mom's confused because she doesn't know anything about it.
Right.
So my other aunt was like, don't worry about it. I'll tell you about it later. And she knew, my mom's youngster knew why I had it on. Mm-hmm. And so she shows my mom that. And my mom, I'm thinking my mom would be like, you don't know fucking dress. She's like, you got some nice ass legs. Where you get those from? I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. She was like, hey, send me that tutu. I'm like, okay. I wasn't expecting this response, but she was just mad at her sister because she's like, why would you be shady about this when he posted what this is about? I'm like, I've never seen me in a damn dress before. Maybe a wig.
Well, you went to New Orleans with a wig on. So it's not like you had, you know. So I think what's interesting, and for those that don't know what we're talking about, there is a historic event that happens every year around this time in New Orleans where it's a, and I believe it's a fundraising event, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
It's called the Red Dress Run, and people fill the French Quarter in all types of red dresses mm-hmm. to, you know, support this organization and this cause. And it has become, you know, this kind of fun thing to do within our community to join in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big thing. And I've had friends that have gone down. Now, for as many years as I lived in Louisiana and lived in New Orleans, I have never been to the Red Dress Run.
Really?
Yes. And I every year I'm always like, okay, I gotta go. I gotta get a red dress. I gotta go. But it's a great cause. It's a great organization. Obviously, it was canceled this year because of COVID. So a lot of people have done, as you mentioned, you guys did your own little thing here mm-hmm. in Atlanta, which is pretty cool.
But it's to bring awareness for HIV and AIDS.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't 100% sure.
I was like, why is he not saying
that? No, because I didn't want to say the wrong thing. I didn't want to say the wrong thing. So yes, that's what it's for. Like, but they actually do a run, and then it culminates in the French Quarter where everybody comes together.
And I think they get like sponsors and stuff like that for people that's actually in it. But yeah, it was a really good time. My goal was to go this year.
Yeah,
it was to do Mardi Gras and that. But you know, I did Mardi Gras, and then I couldn't do this because of COVID.
Yeah, Mardi Gras was a thing.
Yeah, it was. Look at my bag of beads right there.
Mardi Gras. That was our last party, honey. Yeah. And then...
And you know, they were saying that there was a big COVID outbreak during Mardi Gras.
Well, I think that... Remember, I got sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
I got... Literally, we came home...
You sure did.
We came home Wednesday, Ash Wednesday morning. And by Ash Wednesday night, I was like, I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I had the flu... Thank goodness I didn't have COVID, but yeah. So that's that on that.
That's the that on that.
What's going on? And now you, obviously, you ain't been having no sex, so.
No, well, you know, I mean, I haven't been having sex now. I'm not going to ask,
no. You had to ask yourself?
No, so I have been talking to someone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
It's nothing like serious, and he doesn't even live here.
Somebody out of town. Okay, yeah, so what have we learned about people that live out of town?
You know, I love getting entangled in these things.
Okay, I just let's resort back to our resources. What have we learned?
But it's nothing that I'm taking that serious. I'm just letting it's going day by day seriously.
Okay.
But I'm supposed to, he's going to be here at the end of the month, so.
Is he moving here or just visiting?
He's just going to be visiting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's here like all the time, so.
Okay.
But we made a commitment to not have sex until then, so.
I mean, how would you?
I mean, I can have sex.
Oh, with other people. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, how would you do that? Okay, so you not having sex with nobody until he gets here.
Yeah.
I mean, well, granted that you've been sick, it's kind of helping the situation, but...
Well, that was back in May, though.
Oh, so, okay.
What is this? June, July? Are we in July? August? Okay. So I'm good, yeah.
Okay. Listen, y'all hear this first. Aaron is good.
I'll let y'all know if I make it.
I mean, okay. All right, well...
But I don't know, I mean... I think I'm at the phase where I'm just kind of getting tired of getting to know people.
Okay.
So I'm just like, this is really like some.
What does that look like for you then? What do you?
I'm almost like, really, if it happens, it happens.
I think that's a safe space.
Yeah, it's safe for me. Yeah. It has to be, yeah, because you know me, I would jump head in on day two.
I think that's a safe space to be in, and not really looking for it. Like if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah. I tried out Tinder again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I've been swiping.
The crazies.
Mm-hmm. That's been interesting.
How so?
I think people are communicating more because of COVID now.
Because they got
nothing. Yeah, they actually have to respond back because they ain't shit else to do.
Right.
But I've gotten to know a few people, though.
Okay. So,
dating isn't gone, I guess. I mean, trying to get to know people, whatever.
Yeah, it just goes back to being virtual.
Yeah. I've been having sex with my sex toys.
Yeah. Sex toys.
Did you ever try that thing out?
I didn't try it, but I did try it on the mister.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, it's not in my house anymore. Well, so he had to take it and
so do you control it still?
I can. Yeah. I can't. That is the exciting part about it, is that I can control it. It's like, hey, can you tell me? Yep, I sure can. Yeah.
Mine has a little remote control to it, but I can't control it from my phone.
It's a very nice situation.
I think, I've had those toys for so long, and I've never used them this much.
So what do you, okay, let's dive into the toys.
Okay.
What are you finding out new things about them that you didn't know, or is it really a different sexual experience? Like what, because I'm not a toy person at all.
Well, you know, I told you on the last podcast that I was going to probably like not really have sex or like that anymore.
Right.
And so I've been like wanting to have sex. I'm like, let me try these out instead of calling someone over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the I'm trying to think of the words I'm trying to use for this. I think the fact that they're accessible to whenever I want them is the best part about it for me.
Okay.
Like, I don't have to clean and then you don't come over here. And if I want it right then and there, I can get it right then and there. Like, and then I'm just learning about the different vibrations of them and, you know, the ones that don't vibrate. It's just so much. And I have so many. So it's like I'm having sex with different people in my room.
Oh, okay. So it's like when a woman wears a different wig to show up to the... It's a different woman. Yep. Okay.
It's a different man.
Okay.
Maybe I should name them.
I think you should name them. I've seen people that have names for their toys.
I finally used that one. I really used that one that guy sent me.
Oh, what'd you think of that one?
I like the size of it.
Is that the one that has the
batteries?
Okay.
But I don't like the fact that the knob for the vibration is at the bottom of it. So it's like, it's really kind of like inconvenient. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're trying to get in the mood or get in the space.
Then when you're trying to take it out and turn it off, your hands are slippery so you can't get it, turn it off. So I think I only used that for like twice. The first time I was like, maybe I just didn't do it right.
And then the second time,
I just popped the batteries out.
The same exact experience. Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I can just use it without turning the vibration on.
Now, I have gotten a couple of letters from our fans asking, because they too went on searches for toys since we had the conversation. So where would you suggest and or advise people to go to find something that they might be interested in?
That place that I got, that guy sent that toy from, I can't think of the name of it. Oh, hold on, I can tell you.
He's going to look. Stand by. If you're interested in getting a toy in these COVID streets, Aaron's going to tell you where he's gotten his from. Again, make sure you clean them. Make sure you're safe. There are some people that use condoms on them for various reasons. Water-based lube.
I don't know what that says.
Is
your secret something?
Your what? Your secret rendezvous.
That's what I thought it said.
Yes.
But I wasn't sure. And I didn't want to make it say that they're looking for that.
It's like, what is that?
But they have some really nice stuff on there. I wish I could redo their website, but they have some really nice stuff on there. And they have like underwear stuff on there now too. And are the smoke shops open?
Are the smoke shops open?
Yeah. Like
yes.
Okay. Well, for the places that are not open, you can also get your poppers off there.
Yeah, Tokyo Valentino was open.
Okay.
And I mean, in full effect.
The upstairs and downstairs?
I would assume, because they'd be packed on the weekend. I live up the street from Tokyo Valentino, for those that are inquiring. And yes, it is.
But these underwears are nice.
Oh, those are actually nice. I would get annoyed by my penis coming out of there.
Yeah, probably. But I don't feel like you would wear them to, like, as underwear. They're probably just for, like, when someone's coming over.
Well, that means they're not going to stay on long.
Yeah, so. That's the point. Oh, they're like a little thong in the bag. But, yeah, that's where I've been getting my stuff from lately. The last two toys I got came from there. And then probably Tokyo Valentino is the other place that I went.
Okay.
But it's more expensive to get it off of there.
Well, it's more expensive if you go into a sex store anyway.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. So when we went to California, my partner's best friend lives in California, and it was her birthday, and she wanted a toy. Mm-hmm. So we went to a sex store in California, bought her a toy, and like we asked the store clerk, like, what is your best toys? How does this work? What is it, what do you advise, etc. Mm-hmm. For us and for her. Mm-hmm. And she was very knowledgeable. I mean, obviously it's her job, but she was very knowledgeable about toys and silicone versus, plastic, batteries versus chargers.
Was that you that we were having a conversation about that, about the machine that has the dildo on it and making all that noise? how big it was.
Yeah.
So this site, they actually have a smaller one. Like, it's not like that.
Oh.
And it moves up and down.
Oh.
If you need to.
That's interesting. I haven't seen one like this. So obviously, it looks like it has suction to the...
You're on the bottom of it, so you can pop
it down. Oh, and it's more. It's either the dildo or like the actual like sucking.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So I mean, they have a lot of good stuff on there. So I'll let them know that we promoted them too. So
we're promoting them. YourSecretRendezvous.com is the website again. If you are looking for somewhere to search for toys.
And underwears and just, they have all kinds of stuff on here. But yeah, when I seen it, I was like, we were just talking about how inconvenient that would be.
It's a humongous device. Yeah. That, and it's huge.
But now they have the small version.
So, I'm here for it.
I'm actually looking to get me one of those.
Yeah, let me know how that goes for you.
I will let you know. I'll let everyone know.
So what else? What's going on the relationship front? Other than, I mean, not romantic relationship. Any friend situations? What's happening?
Nothing. Nothing really, I guess. Just my friend got into that accident the other day, but he's doing good. So I think that's pretty much that. Trying to think of what else we talk about. Oh, okay. I got something for you.
What you got?
So let's say that you have, okay, you live here in Atlanta now. You have your group of friends from here,
mm-hmm.
and you have your group of friends from New York, right?
Okay.
And, well, where are you from, like, originally?
Originally from Baltimore.
Okay.
But I grew up in Louisiana.
Okay. So let's say you're a childhood friend from Louisiana moves here to Atlanta.
Okay.
And y'all not friends, like best friends or nothing, but y'all hung out. Y'all hang out whenever. Y'all,
okay.
Y'all used to hang out a lot back in the day.
Okay.
But when they move here, your friends from here don't feel like they're really a good friend to you. Like, just they don't see the friendship, or they've heard them say things that would not make them feel like if something happened to you, you would not be safe.
Okay.
Would you want them to tell you?
Okay, so let me see if I understand what you're saying.
Because you know, I was so
baby, we've driven around this whole book. So I got a grade school young friend that we weren't really close,
mm-hmm.
and I mean we grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
Life has separated us.
Mm-hmm.
They move here.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh, you know, you're like my childhood best friend. Let's hang out. We hung out a couple times. I've introduced you to my friends. Now my friends think that you're not good for me.
Right.
Basically, right. Is what you're trying to say.
Should they tell you this?
It depends. I honestly think it depends on the person. Because like for myself, I don't really, especially if me and this childhood friend have not been close this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand that life happens and we've grown. And we're different people at this point, right? Even though we grew up together, we may not be close, but we, you know, in trying to be inclusive and bring you into, knowing that you just moved here and trying to bring you into, you know, meeting some friends. Mm-hmm. And if my friends that know me now and that have been around don't feel you for whatever various reason, then I would be curious to know why.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I guess to answer your question, I guess, yeah, if you see something that I don't see, maybe you should tell me, but that doesn't mean that I'm just going to automatically stop hanging out with them, right? Or I'm going to be rude. You know, I'm going to try to see it from your perspective. But again, this is me. A lot of people don't see it from that way. But why are you asking? See, y'all, what you have to understand is when Aaron gets into these specific questions, they have meaning behind it. And it has primarily something to do with probably what's going on either in his life directly or something that he's involved in. So I have learned to answer his questions, but then be like, well, why are we talking about this?
No, I just have a really tough group of friends here.
You do.
And they like they don't mess around when it comes to me and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
But I did just have a friend that just moved in from home.
I knew it. And they don't like it.
At all.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Are their concerns actually valid? Well, because some people could just not like people just because they don't like new people.
Right. But no, the things that they did say, it was stuff that he was saying throughout the day. Okay. Or things that they seen. Like, we were playing spades.
Okay.
Kicking ass. I mean, all night. And they're like, how you playing? I'm just the first time I ever played with him. But I know how to pick my partners and watch what they got and all that.
Okay.
But this guy started talking to me. He was kind of flirting with me or whatever.
Okay.
And as soon as the guy started doing that, my friend wanted to stop playing spades. And so my friends from here was standing by me, and they were like side-eyeing the situation, like they didn't understand because we was having a good time. And they were like, does he like you? And I was like, I don't think so. And they were like, Aaron, I don't know. And then I guess he was saying he said some other things to them when I went to the bathroom. And they were like, you could be friends with him, don't bring him over to my house.
So have you had how have you rekindled this friendship with this person? Was it really kind of like, oh, you just moved here, well, you should come hang out since I know you're new, you know, come hang out with me and my friends, etc. Well, no,
he just kept on reaching out because he wanted to hang out. Because, you know, back home, college days and, you know, grade school stuff, we used to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So he kept hitting me up and I finally was like, hey, you know, I'm home or whatever. Let's go ahead and hang out today. So we ended up hanging out.
And you took him around your friends.
But I called them we went to Bulldogs. And I called them to come up there to just hang out or whatever. I do kind of call them to kind of assess the situation. And they were just kind of like,
So do you think that you need to have a conversation with this person about their interest in you? Or is there or mixed signals or anything of that nature? Like, do you think
I don't want to have it.
Okay. I'm just asking, you know. Confront the situation. I had a similar situation over our little break. My cousin had a Black is King party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything safe. Everybody had masks. You know, it was great food. Everybody, temperature checks coming in the house, you know, et cetera. So everything was really safe. And this particular, one particular person whom knows me via social media, has always tried to be like, hey, let's meet up.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never done it. They've gotten into a relationship, then since out of a relationship, and then they're back here in Atlanta. And so they were at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I took the boo to the party.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were... That's, you know, fun. Oh yeah, but like, and the thing is that most of this, my cousin is very, the type of person that hangs out with the same kind of people. It's the same people every time. You don't get no surprises. You know, you get the same people. So I was like, oh, it's about to be a good time. You know, we're gonna laugh, we're gonna joke. But this person came and it was kind of like, what are you doing the most? Like, why are you doing the most? It's unnecessary. And so, you know. The question then arose because this is the first time that I've also bought the boo around.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was about to ask you that.
This event situation. And so the people were like, is that your boo? And I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, okay, cool. But this particular person was just like, oh, I'm this is the first time I'm actually meeting you, Dwayne. I'm so excited to meet you. You know, just being very, very extra. And it was kind of like, okay, like... You know, and then once somebody had mentioned in the circle that was my, they were like, oh.
Was he really like loud and obnoxious?
Yes! Like
that?
He was really being loud and obnoxious. And I'm just sitting here like, dude, like you do not have to do all of that. It's unnecessary.
You know, you got way more patience than me.
I do. But I was just like, it's really, you really showing out and it's really unnecessary. It's really unnecessary. And of course, the boo being who the boo is was just like, I peeped it all. But then, and being him, he whooped his ass in spades.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, you know, it was like, okay, so you want to clown? I got
you. See, I'm not looking forward to that again. Like,
but
having
you know
to introduce whoever I'm dating to my friends again.
It is really all immaturity.
Yeah.
And it's how you handle the situation. If I had matched his energy in terms of how extra he was being, you know, then it would have been a whole situation. But I'm not that type of person. Like, I'll tell you what it is, and if you got a problem, you just have a problem. That's your problem. It doesn't got to do with me.
I would have just been so annoyed. Like, the room would have just got cold. Everybody would have felt it. I'd have been like...
Yeah, but you know what? I wouldn't allow it to happen because everybody else, I was cool with. Everybody else, we laughing and joking, having a good time. And, you know, and he's trying to pull everybody into his energy. And everybody was like, why are you even, like, why are you even doing this? What's the problem? You know? And here's the other aspect. I'm in family's house. It's not like we at a friend's house.
Right.
You know, I belong here more so than you do because we family. So if there is a problem, you're going to be the first to go, not me. You know what I mean? And so it died down. But I just can't. I can't stand extra people. Like, why are you being so extra?
Yeah. It's not. My personality doesn't do well with that.
Yeah.
At all. Like, I would just look at you like you're dead and you're dying slowly in front of me. Like,
and I didn't, again, as calm as I'm talking to you, is as calm as I was having a conversation, because I was just like, yes, and what's the problem? Like, what, you know, why are you raising your voice? Why are you doing all these extra hand movements and all this neck rolls and all of this extraness? It's unnecessary. Like, I don't think
that's something I'm gonna have to like work on.
Patience.
I'm not evaluating this. Like, I would have made that so bad.
Like, but even in the case of your situation, where your friend did you perceive your friend to make it, like, were you uncomfortable with the way that he was like acting at that particular point?
It was a little weird at the card table, because I'm like, he's the one who was wanting to play space since he had walked in there. We got there early, at like 5 o'clock early.
Are they still serving food when they get there?
They start serving food at 5.
Oh, okay.
And so he was like waiting for somebody to start playing cards. I'm like, they don't even play spades in here. They play bidwits. But he talked the guys into playing spades, and then we kept winning. And so he was talking shit. We were talking shit, talking shit. Everybody walked up to the table. And then when those guys started talking to me, it was like, you could just feel the change in the energy.
Do you think that he would you perceive that he liked you?
I don't think that I thought that. I was just kind of confused because I was drinking at the time, too. So, and then I got this man in my ear over here, and my friends over here. So, it was a lot going on. I couldn't really process what had just happened. But when I got home and woke up the next day and started to sober up, I did start to think, like, I don't know. I think I'm trying not to want to know that.
Yeah. But that might be the reality. Mm-hmm. It might be the reality that the person is attracted to you, and because they were so hard pressed up to try to hang out with you, may not necessarily be that they've moved to the city and they just want somebody to hang out with. It could be that they were just interested in you.
Oh, wow.
Not all. Did you say all?
I mean, I don't know how else to say.
Not all. Aw.
Huh?
That's terrible, man. That is terrible.
I don't know what else to say. I mean.
Okay, well.
I mean, my.
I'm sorry to this man that's listening.
Yes.
If he's listening.
My philosophy is just I don't date people who just move here. Because they need to figure out what they want in Atlanta.
Well, that's anywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's anywhere. I would agree. I would not date anybody because even when I first moved here, I was like, I don't want no serious relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it because
it seems like every roommate I have, they come here and get in a relationship. That's the day they move in. It's like a part of the moving package. Here's your keys and your man.
And your man.
This boy, he had a man for a long time. My roommate that I had before I moved here, he moved here. He had a man and moved out.
With the man?
With the man.
Well,
I was like,
get it how you live it.
That man took him through, though.
Child. That's the only thing that the one thing I have been cognizant of is making sure that, you give yourself time.
Yeah.
You give yourself space. You give yourself the opportunity to get to know people. Because here's the one thing, and I said this the other day. Contrary to popular belief, our community is extremely small.
Yeah, it is.
It is extremely small. You are only really not even 6 degrees of separation. You're probably 2 degrees of separation from knowing somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Mm-hmm. That's why I never subscribe to people that are like, I want to be with somebody that ain't been with nobody. And I can't date somebody that's been with somebody else. Well, the reality is that they have.
Somebody that slept with somebody.
It's the reality.
Yeah.
I've never subscribed to people that are like, I can't date nobody. I mean, you have to be brand new on the scene, or you can't. I can't date somebody that's been with my friend. Some people have that complex, and I can't, you know, granted, if there is some malicious stuff that goes on behind that, that's a different situation. But at the end of the day, if you meet somebody that I've been involved with in the past and it didn't work out with me and that person and it works out for y'all, kudos. Mazel tov. Listen, I don't feel like...
With my group of friends, we just be like, did it.
Right. Like, sorry. Look, I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell
have
you.
Have fun.
Right.
You know, I saw it on Facebook yesterday. They were saying, I'm so proud of myself because I got a group of friends that nobody had sex with. And I'm like, yeah, but y'all not going to be friends that long.
I mean, or at least that you know of.
Yeah. Because
well, they could be not, they could.
And they talking about you behind your back and all right. Sort of stuff. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I think with my friends that I have here, like, we really work to be friends. It's almost like watching Housewives of anything. Like, we really be on there. Like, let's have a conversation, arguing and shit, because we'd really be passionate about each other.
Well, I think that's what's most important. I mean, what yeah. happens in your personal life, as long as you, you know, are not out here killing nobody.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, shit, my friend just got into an accident. We sat outside of the hospital for 6 hours. Like, they were going to let us in at some point. So.
And they didn't let y'all in?
No.
Okay.
But I think it was just, we wanted to be there, you know.
I mean, that's what's most important. Get you a group of friends that you can ride or die for. The one thing I can say is that my best friend has been my best friend since I was 17 years old. Yeah. And we did, you know, part ways at one point. Nothing negative. Life just happened. And mm-hmm. then we came back together. And he is still my best friend. But it's because, you know, we ride or die for each other regardless of whatever's happening in life. You know, you make the choices and decisions that you make. But at the end of the day, I got your back and I'll support you.
My best friend, she lives in Ohio, but we call each other for wisdom.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, because we be so busy and stuff.
Yeah, life happens, and you have to accept that. But at the end of the day, if they're not watering you and you're not growing, then they don't need to be in your space.
It's funny, because we're friends on Twitter, and I think I said this on the podcast, too. She's like, I think I had posted something like, one thing about me is I'm going to like every dick picture I see. And she's like, I know, because I see everything that you like. And all I see on my timeline is dicks. So now she has to be silenced. But she won't unfollow me. She just has to be silenced.
So that you know. You're right. Just, I think that's funny, too, because everything that you like on Twitter, people can see.
I never knew that, though. That's yes. The crazy part. And when she said, I'm like, damn, man, my family's not on here.
Everything you like, everybody sees.
Speaking of Twitter. Have you seen your friend's new video?
What friend?
Fat rabbit killer.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. All right. I have so many mixed emotions about this situation.
Oh, my God. So they were talking about it on Facebook yesterday, but there was no video or no pictures because it's Facebook.
Exactly.
Right? So I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Mind you, this meme is sitting there this whole entire time. And I'm thinking that it's like some funny character or some shit. So finally somebody inboxes me the damn picture. I mean, the video. And somebody made a face out of that man's butthole. And I'm watching the video like, I don't think that's right.
So, for those that don't know what we're talking about, just to fill everybody in, an amateur porn person on Twitter by the name of Fat Rabbit Killer, and I'm sure you'll do your research, just released a video of one of his escapades, and the person that he is killing, to say the
literally.
Least, as he is, and I'm gonna try to describe this the best way possible. As he is removing himself from the gentleman pushes out, and there's clearly something wrong with his anus that needs medical attention immediately. And that is as non-graphic as I can put it. However, I think it raises a. Sorry, y'all. Aaron showed me the picture that he was just talking about. That's terrible. It raises a bigger question, I think. And you can probably answer this for me. When I thought, it just raises a bigger question about knowing your body. Mm-hmm. And knowing when things don't feel right and something does not is not right. Sexually, you should do normal, like, daily checks to make sure everything is working properly, everything looks okay. You know, put a mirror up under your booty. You can't see your booty hole. Put a mirror up under there. Stand in the mirror, hold it open. Like, look and evaluate everything to make sure everything is okay. Look in the mirror all the time. Yeah, like, and then, furthermore, if you feel like, for those at bottom, if you feel like something's not right, that means something's not right.
But maybe he doesn't feel like that's not right, though.
You can't tell me that you, Aaron, you cannot tell me that that boy does not know that there is a gaping piece of his anus that comes out of his behind when he does that. You can't tell me he can't feel that.
Oh, my God. I was amazed when I saw that. I'm like
anal reconstruction is a serious situation. It could lead to so many other health problems. Like, a tear in your anus is not something to take lightly. You know, you could die, literally, because ultimately, you know, that's waste getting into your system, into your bloodstream, when there is a tear in your anus, that is a major
problem. It could cause cancer, right?
It's a major problem. Yeah. So I would advise, especially for these young people that are bottoming and that are doing, you know, strenuous things to their anus, like that kind of stuff. Please make sure that you are aware of what's going on with your body. And please, if there is a problem, please seek immediate medical attention.
I wonder, was it like that before he got there?
It's possible. And it could have been exasperated by, you know, his experience. Yeah. So it's possible that it could have been like that prior to, but it's clearly not right.
I want to find a doctor that can answer the questions about that, because a lot of people, when you're on Twitter, you see... Not that bad, but you see stuff like that a lot, though.
Yeah.
And people are, you read the comments, and people are liking it and all this other stuff. And I'm like, that looks disgusting.
It's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. And it could lead to a bigger problem. I understand it's pleasurable and I understand that people enjoy it. But please, 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 please.
I wonder how you enjoy that.
It has to be painful. Unless you know, what's interesting is that I've noticed, obviously, in my perusing of porn, I have noticed that people become numb to things that are borderline, you know, almost abuse to a degree for the sake of pleasure. I get that some people have high tolerances for pain or high tolerances for pleasure, but... You know the difference between what is pleasurable and what's abusive. Know the difference between, and I just read an amazing article, and I'm so glad we're talking about this, because I was going to talk about this guy's article the next time we record it, because he wrote an article about knowing the difference between attraction and or affection versus rape. Mm-hmm. In the black gay male community, right? So whereas you know, we all have been in situations when we've been at somebody's house and being in the bed with somebody that we, you know, we might be interested in, or we might be just friends, and then all of a sudden it turns sexual, and know the difference between wanting that to happen and it being consensual and it not. Somebody straddling you and trying to take advantage of you, you know, and in the heat of the moment in the passion could be considered rape. If it's not something that you want to happen, you know what I mean? Somebody waking up to their dick being sucked could be rape.
Yeah. And I think
if it's not something that you want it to happen.
I think social media promotes that, because there's all those things like, you know, your girlfriend, your boyfriend's man, your boyfriend went to, your best friend went to work, and his boyfriend's on the couch in his underwear, his naked sleep, or on the couch sleep naked. What you going to do?
You know, that kind of, those kind of conversations. And I'm looking at
this like, y'all know this is rape, right?
It is exactly what that is. That's rape. You have to be Henry Filial. Henry Filial wrote an article on soul.lgbt. It's Freaky Friday segment called Dismissed Privilege: The Truth About Gay Sexual Violence. He talks about his personal experience in regards to living in New York and being date raped, or being at a mutual friend's house where there's other people, and then waking up to somebody straddling him or trying to invade his, you know, his behind or whatever the case is. So, you know, just be cognizant of what's going on with your body and your surroundings sexually, and make sure that you seek medical attention if something's not right immediately. I know it's tough. And here's the thing, we've all been on both sides of it, right?
Yeah.
We've been the aggressor.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm not perpetuating the conversation. Like, we've been aggressor.
I just think that's a really hard conversation to have, because you don't really know. It just seems like we are hypersensitive when it comes to that now. And it doesn't feel like, I wouldn't consider me, in the first, if I'm not laying in bed with somebody who I don't think that potentially something could happen.
You're not going to lay in the bed with someone that you don't potentially think something could happen. There's always in the back of your mind, this could go either way.
Yeah, I think my mind is programmed like that because of me being molested as a kid.
Yeah.
I associate that with that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, every time that conversation comes up, I normally get quiet when it comes up because I don't understand, but... I just think it's so hard to figure out what you need consent for. I know the obvious things.
Yeah. I mean, I can say that I have been on both sides. I have aggressively tried to, you know, manipulate a situation, you know, in my younger days, laying in the bed with somebody or what have you. And it very well could have been rape. You know, I have to own that, because if the person was not consensual, then that's exactly what it is. I don't have the green light to be able to touch them in this manner, or approach them in this manner, or rub against them in this manner. And that's the conversation that we're having. Like, if you're not comfortable, I think it should be very clear that you're not comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in that position, in that space, and someone approaches you or gropes you or makes you feel uncomfortable, you have every right to say, no, I'm not interested.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like what if you're dating someone, but you're going in for a kiss, but they're not into it or something like that? Like, I just, like, when it gets down to the technicalities of everything, it just starts to get confusing for me.
Well, I think that might be a different perspective, right? I'm talking about somebody that you don't know on some type of intimate community level. You know what I mean? Or communal level. Whereas, you know, somebody that you just met. So say, for example, all your friends are over at your house. They're here and, you know, one of your friends brought just another friend with them that's going to stay here, and we're all drinking, we're all having a good time, and you just so happen in your drunken stupor or in the layout of the situation, you end up in the same bed as your friend's friend, the friend that they brought. And then, you know, as everybody's knocked out, so it's not like it's, you know, an orgy situation, and then you happen to just wake up to your friend's friend rubbing his dick on your ass.
I just couldn't see him in my bed. I didn't think that was a possibility.
I'm just trying to give you a scenario in a situation, right? Like, that. I mean, that kind of situation. And if you don't consent to that, if you wake up and you're like, I'm not interested in you in like that. And then you say no, or you move, or you go, whatever the case is, and they're still forceful on you. Well, that's a problem.
Because I guess I can think of times like where I have been like, talking to someone, they came over here, and I told them that we ain't having sex, but all night long you poking me the whole entire night,
and you tooted up,
and I'm like, I mean, I tooted. I might grind on it a little bit, but there's no interest coming in here, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. I just don't. That's what it gets scary to me, because I'm like, I don't want to do nothing wrong with nobody. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think that we have all been on both sides of the coin.
Right.
But it's a matter of deciding recognizing, again, because you can't be held accountable for something you don't know.
Right.
But now that we're having this conversation, and now that you know, then it's like, well, you know what? Yeah, okay, I own that. I accept that. But at the end of the day, it didn't have any ill intent or any malice behind it. But moving forward, I know how to address it or how to, I mean, you have every right to get up. You have every right to move. You have every right to say stop. You have every right to say no. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be in the heat of the moment for the sake of the heat of the moment, mm-hmm. not to cause a scene, you know? So yeah, I think, how did we get here?
We went from rabbit killer to this.
Oh, well then, yeah, because that poor, ooh, we. I want somebody to tell that child to go to the hospital immediately.
Yes, like he needs to have some friends who've seen that and say, boo, friend, honey bunches of oats.
Listen, sugar, honey, lamb, listen, you need to go to the hospital. But I think that's also, I think it raises a great awareness about bottoming in general. Mm-hmm. You know, like the bottoms, listen, more power to you. Mm-hmm. you go through a lot, but that's why I take it so serious.
Yeah.
I'm not just letting anybody ram up in me to have my behind looking like.
I think that's why you also see once we start to get older, the mind frame changes for about, you know, sex or whatever, because like I really have slowed down with my sexual activities because I really don't want to keep having sex with a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. First of all, you can start to feel the difference of having your body adjust to different people being inside of you.
Yeah.
And like some people be huge, some be small, some be just right. And it gets to be uncomfortable sometimes because some of them hit places that other people can't. Like, and so it's almost like you didn't have sex for no reason. I didn't went through all this.
Wait a minute. So you let people, you can't hit the space the other person hit. So
I mean, the crazy part, some people have like longer and bigger dicks. Like, most of the time when you fuck with them, you're just doing that because it's a challenge, or I don't really think I do that for pleasure.
I think you've said that before.
Yeah, I think like, well, if it's like a regular size, like I'm doing that for pleasure because it's pleasurable.
Wow. So I think you should just be cognizant of what's going on with your body. Seek medical attention when you need to. And
I would cry if my asshole looked like that. Like I would never have sex again.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
it is a serious problem. It is anal health is a serious situation and should not be taken lightly. So please, if you know something ain't right, please seek medical attention immediately.
I just gave me an idea about for something.
Yeah. Okay. Where are we? We've been not even an hour yet.
We got like five more minutes.
Yeah. I guess let's talk about our website, our t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else that we got. We have stuff, y'all.
So, make sure you guys are logging on to thefairestoftheheartpodcast.com. We do have our merchandise up there. I'm getting ready to like really get on that because I haven't been on there in a while. I'm really like just recuperating from a lot of things. What else? You can follow us on all social media, ALTH Podcast on Twitter. Is it The Affairs of the Heart on Instagram and Affairs of the Heart on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And I think that's it, right?
I think that's it.
That's that on that?
That is that on that. We're so glad to be back, guys. We miss you guys very much. Thank you for hanging in there with us through our life situation, the Aaron's COVID scare. But we're here. You know, you can always reach out to us and then check us out. Aaron, plug your company.
Oh yeah, if you guys need any websites, you can go to aklcreations.com or inbox me on any social media. So debonair. Is that what I got?
Is that what you got?
You know what? I've been doing so much stuff and not so many things I'm getting ready to do. That's all I have to say right now.
Okay. And then I am Swank Arts and Entertainment. You can go to SWANKARTSENT, Swank Arts ENT on Instagram, or Facebook, Swank Arts and Entertainment LLC. The website is coming soon. It'll be up really, really soon. You can check out some of the interviews that I've done with some of your favorite people, including Have you been watching Pussy Valley? Mm-hmm. Baby, including Uncle Clifford. I interviewed Uncle Clifford a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
I did.
I didn't see that.
So yeah, that is on my personal page. It's Dwayne Q on Instagram, on my IGTV page, and on the YouTube channel.
That show is...
Love it. If you're not watching Pussy Valley, you are missing out.
What's called P-Valley? It looked like P-Valley.
Yes, P-Valley on Starz. But the actual name of the show is Pussy Valley. But P-Valley on Starz. Get into it. You have got to do it. I love the show.
I just hope they have more naked scenes of Andre.
Listen, Andre's penis, they show all penis.
Yes, I was like, wait a minute now. I feel like I'm watching real sex when I was a kid. Like, wait a minute, rewind that. That was not a dick, was it?
It was two dicks in that episode. Yeah, I know. Because the first opening scene was the mixed guy's penis. So, yeah, there was a lot of penis.
I'm going to have to watch that again.
And pull your toys out. All right, guys. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for rocking with us on Affairs of the Heart. I'm your boy, D-Weezy.
And being patient with us.
Yeah. I'm your boy, D-Weezy, DQ.
And you got so debonair in here on this podcast.
All right. Later. Guys.